And again, back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, Connor Harbit here with you once again today, filling in for Kyle High. It is now time for Ask the Experts. I've got a couple guys from Skank Insurance LLC in today. Of course, Coffeyville and Independence. Make sure you give them a call at their Independence office, 620-331-8800. Good morning, guys. How are you guys today?
Connor, doing good. It's kind of drizzly and cloudy and overcast out there, but we're doing good. The scripture that came to me this morning, and God brought this to my attention earlier in the week, is Luke 22, verses 31 and 32. And it's Jesus talking to Simon Peter. He says, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan demanded to have you that he might sift you like wheat. But I have prayed for you that your faith fail not." And I appreciate the fact that Christ told Peter, he said, "I have prayed for you that your faith may not fail." And so Christ also intercedes for us. And I'm thankful for that today. Thank you, Connor.
Absolutely. And so, guys, what do we have to talk about today?
Good morning, Connor. Hope your day is going well. And last couple of sessions, we've talked about the stock market. We've talked about volatility in the market and how there's some safer alternatives from the market risk that everybody and volatility that is going on out there.
If people are running out of nitroglycerin and don't want to experience the pressure of the heart attacks, well, then they can get into a safer place, right?
That's right. That's right. And before that, we'd been talking about the holes in Medicare.
Right.
And the first hole is there's a 20% gap. Medicare pays 80, and the 20% is not covered. And then secondly, there's a prescription drugs. Medicare does not cover prescription drugs. Thirdly, Medicare doesn't cover dental, vision, and hearing. And fourthly, there's a lot of extra charges that come along with cancer that is not covered by Medicare.
And Charlie, I would expound on that for just a second, if you don't mind, because it's not only cancer, it's any serious illness. It could be anything that's serious illness that's going to take a lot of hospitalization or whatever. But a lot of times we think about cancer because we know a lot of people that has cancer, but it could be any number of different types of illness.
That's true.
That strike.
That's very true. And then lastly, the hole that Medicare leaves behind is long-term care. And, you know, as we look at our family tree and look at our background, we're all going to pass from this life eventually. And we may pass in our sleep without much experience, you know, peacefully, not really experiencing much sickness. Or we could spend years or months in a where we need care before we pass.
Right.
And we just don't know how that's going to go. We all sort of can talk about, well, I'm going to, you know, just die in my sleep and be done and be out of this world. But we just don't know.
Right.
And Medicare has coverage for skilled nursing care, but it does not cover long-term care or nursing home care.
And don't cover home health care.
It has limited home health care, but that's not going to provide somebody to stay, you know, to staff somebody in your house to care for you.
Right, 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 right.
And just the idea of long-term care brings up a lot of insecurities.
Right.
Right.
Things we don't really want to think about, things we don't really want to talk about, things we just soon not have on our mind. It reminds us of our mortality.
And it says that at some point we're going to be...
helpless.
Yeah. We're not going to be able to...
Maybe a burden to somebody.
Right. And that's a reality that is true for many people today.
Right. Right.
And...
I know my own mother was in a nursing home for a long time, or I can't remember how long, but she said, I just would wish I could die, you know. And there's lots of people that feel that way, I'm sure.
And long-term care costs can run anywhere from $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a month, possibly right. even more. And there's that's a significant significant amount that can really put a dent into your savings and to what you set aside for the future. And so by doing nothing, sometimes you can go through those assets fairly quickly, far quicker than you expected, intended to. And there's three ways to pay for long-term care. Three basic ways. Number one is to use your assets.
Right.
And when you think about paying for long-term care, you think about, okay, which asset am I going to use?
What am I going to burn up first? Which one of my accounts or whatever am I going to use first?
Money in the bank, money, IRAs. It could be, if you're a farmer, it could be farmland that needs to be liquidated or some other asset that's valuable that needs to be used up to pay for that long-term care. The second way it can be paid for is for you to have a plan, a long-term care plan, set up ahead of time.
Right.
That is designated to pay that.
Right.
And is going to relieve all or some of the burden of the long-term care costs that are going to come along, in that event. And the third way that long-term care can be paid for is by the state.
Right.
Now, this is not an ideal way. It requires that a person be basically at poverty level.
Right.
And what's the maximum that you can have?
Well, for the person that's institutionalized, $2,000, and that's the most that they could have. Now, if they have a community, you know, if you're talking about a couple and one of them is going to a nursing home and the other one is still at home, that person can have their home and they can have $123,000 and change, called the community spouse. But the one that's going to the nursing home can only have $2,000 to be able to qualify for long-term care. The community spouse can have a home, and most homes in our area would qualify. There could be homes that are very expensive that wouldn't qualify, but most homes in our area would qualify, and they can have one car and $123,600 or something. I can't remember what the change is, but that's what the community spouse can have in order for the spouse that's needing care to be able to qualify for care.
Okay.
The challenge is for the spouse that's in the nursing home, for them to qualify for care, they're also giving up their Social Security income. So for the community spouse that's left at home, I'm talking about her because I'm thinking about the man going to the nursing home, but don't have to be that way.
Right.
But she will lose income that the couple will lose income that they use every month to pay their bills and live, because whoever's in the nursing home and qualifying for care, their Social Security will have to go towards that care. Now, there is ways to get around part of that and to get more of that to the community spouse. But
portion of it's going to be...
Yeah. It's difficult situation.
Okay. So if somebody's used to making $3,000 to $4,000 a month in Social Security income...
And pensions and whatever.
Well, in Social... Yeah.
Yeah.
That can be reduced greatly based on what they're used to having. It can be cut in half or worse.
Yeah, there's some provisions to get some of that money back to the community spouse, but still, it's a difficult situation.
Right. And so, to recap, to pay for those long-term care expenses that could come our way, and You know, I don't know the exact number. You know, if you find 10 people on the street, how many of them are going to be in long-term care? I don't really know, or, you know, out of 100 people.
But people that go to long-term care, I just listened to some statistics a while ago, and whoever gets in long-term care are typically that they're 3 to 5 years on the average. Now, that means that some of them are going to die, you know, in a few months or whatever, but some are going to be there for 20 to 30, 40 months.
Right.
So
it's going to be a significant expense.
And I'm sure, Charles, as I just mentioned my mom, and, you know, my dad, you was there when my dad passed, and he passed away at home. I wasn't there, but you was there. And so I'm sure as we think about our families, we all know people that's been in a nursing home. We all know people that have died just walking down the street or didn't wake up or whatever. But there's a lot of people that we know that have spent time in a nursing home.
That's right. That's right.
And burnt through a lot of assets and burnt through a lot of.
And maybe if it wasn't a nursing home, there was personal care that was required.
Right.
That had similar expense to a nursing home.
Right.
So yeah. This isn't a
pleasant subject, really.
Right. Sunshiny, but to think ahead, to be prepared, is to be, you know.
Right.
Planning can significantly affect how our life goes.
Right.
And
right.
So how things go. So I just, this is something just to talk about.
Charlie, when we come back, I want to talk about what do we think about, I mean, sometimes we think our family can help us. So let's talk about that when we come back.
All right.
Second half.
Thank you very much, Connor.
Absolutely. And of course, we will have a back half here, so make sure you do stick around. We've got more Ask the Experts, but do remember their independence offices are open. Make sure you give them a call, 620-331-8800 here today. We'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Ask the Expert right here on the Mighty 690 KDGF. And back here once again on the Mighty 690 KGGF. Time to get back to Ask the Expert. I'm here with Gary and Charles Skank of Skank Insurance LLC. Guys, we had a lot of great stuff to talk about in the first half of things, but what do we have to talk about now?
Thank you, Connor. So, Dad, you were talking before we left, and as we're talking about long-term care, a lot of times we have in our minds somebody sort of lined out who could help us.
Or somebody said, you know, I'll never let you go to a nursing home.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But when it really comes down to it, if a person really needs care, one person can't handle that very long. Could be a 24/7 job.
That's right.
And
a lot of times we think, well, maybe my spouse. And what will it require for my spouse to take care of me full time?
And I think as a dedicated married couple that we do plan on taking care of each other the best we can, you know, the best we can.
But not everybody's a nurse. Not
right.
Everybody has the strength maybe to turn somebody. Or
the skill set.
Right. Not everybody's nurturing and caring and can provide the type of care that we
right.
That's really needed. And if that spouse is called upon that to care for you, will she or he have to stop their job? Is their health better than yours?
Right.
You know, or is that child, that daughter, that son that has said they'll never let you to go to a nursing home, are they working?
Right.
Do they have a full-time job?
Yeah, where do they live?
Do they have a family? And sometimes our long-term care plan can consist of, well, maybe hopefully this person, hopefully that person. But if we are bedfast or if we are in a place where we really struggle to get around, it's very possible that those people that we have in mind are not up to
right.
The task
right.
Of the full responsibility
right.
Of that care.
And they have a life too. You know, they have a family, they have children, they have their own situations going on. And so it's really hard for a child or a nephew or a niece or whatever, they may love you ever so much, but it's really a tough situation.
That's right. That's right. And so just to recap from earlier again, there's three ways to pay for long-term care. If it's necessary, three main ways. Number one is to use our assets.
Right.
To use our savings, IRAs, 401ks, liquidate land to pay for that need. Number two is to have a long-term care plan. And this can, you know, we could talk about the plans. There's multiple plans.
Right.
There was used to be traditional long-term care.
Right.
And if you died before it was needed, it was just money that you threw away.
Used it or lose it type thing.
But there's options now where it will be good if you need it in this lifetime. And if you don't, there's a significant amount that can be left to your beneficiaries.
Right, right.
So there are long-term care options that never existed before, just even a few years ago.
Right.
And so I would encourage you, because a lot of times people think, well, it's going to cost so much money that...
And long-term care does cost a lot of money.
It does. It does.
That's the reason we're talking about it, because it's a significant cost.
Right. And so there is significant cost there. And then thirdly is the state can pay. And you might think, it's tempting to think, well, that's the easy route. Have the state pay for it.
Uh-huh.
But the person receiving the care can have no more than $2,000, as you mentioned.
Right.
It's not an easy road either.
Right.
It really isn't.
Right.
And so we have a free long-term care guide.
It's from the state of Kansas, Charlie.
That's right.
The state of Kansas publishes it and puts it out.
And
we'll get it. We'll get one to you if you'll call us, let us know you want one.
Or if you want a long-term care evaluation for your situation and to get a plan set up so that you can know if that eventual, you know, it becomes a reality, that you have a plan and that your assets are going to be protected and that your future is going to be protected, your kids and family as well,
mm-hmm.
from those expenses. So I don't want us to bring this up to make a dreary day more dreary.
Yeah.
It can make that day down the road be
easier.
It really can.
Yeah.
You can be very thankful.
So, Charlie, we have a couple things on the calendar towards the end of this month. Is it the 29th?
And the 31st.
29th and 31st. That's Tuesday and Thursday. Go ahead.
That's right. It's a Medicare 101 right there in Independence at Dickie's Barbecue at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Both days, Tuesday and Thursday, 29th and 31st, Medicare 101. And
so who's this for, Charles? Anybody that's on Medicare? Anybody that's approaching Medicare?
All of the above. That's
so
right.
If you're on Medicare and you see all these ads on TV and you want to know what they're about, if you are approaching Medicare in the next two or three years and you want to try to understand what's going on, if you have a friend that's on Medicare and you feel like that friend needs help with understanding what's going on,
yeah,
bring your friend with you and come.
We've had 30-year-olds come in there because they need to understand it for a parent or somebody else. So,
right.
Anyone is welcome. Meal is provided. Dickie's Barbecue, 11 a.m., 6 p.m., Tuesday, Thursday, 29th and 31st. We welcome you there. And
they should RSVP because limited seating, and we have to be prepared for whoever's coming.
That's right. Just give us a holler, and we'll put you on the list.
The number to call?
620-331-8800.
620-331-8800. And say, I want to sign up for Medicare 101, and then they'll give you a choice of Tuesday or Thursday, and they'll give you a choice of 11 a.m. or 6 p.m.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
So our main office is in Independence at 2801 West Main, right down from Newton's True Value. You can call us there, 620-331-8800, or we have an office here in Coffeyville at 802 West 8th, right across from the clinic. and the phone number there is 620-236-6930. 620-236-6930.
All right, guys, good to have you in. As always, a lot of great info, some important info here today. And so that'll do it for Ask the Expert, but we'll move along here now to Fox News, once again here in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll take a short break. When we come back, it'll be time for Open Line. Make sure you stick around for that. Here we go, here on the Mighty 690 KGF.